patient's name is B-I-E-K-E is the last name. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. But the date is 1-22-2013. This is a 75-year-old gentleman seen in the rheumatology office as a follow-up appointment. The patient was initially sent by physical medicine. With complaints, the patient is not very clear about the history. With complaints of bilateral tingling and numbness and decreased strength in his feet, with episodes of dizziness and frequent episodes of fall since April of 2012. Next paragraph, the patient has had an extensive workup with an MRI and MRA, has seen multiple neurologists in the past, and presently is seeing the and has had multiple and has seen multiple neurologists in the past. Next paragraph, the patient is here for review of blood work and to review of blood work and extra results. Next paragraph, the patient says that he has had, he was given steroids almost all summer, and that made him feel great in terms of his generalized well-being. He is not clear as to whether he has any pain anywhere. He says he is not in so much pain, more stiffness in his muscle. He is not very clear about the stiffness part as well. The next paragraph, the patient has no the patient has no history of headaches, no jaw claudication, no weight loss, no headaches, no blurry vision. Next paragraph, pertinent labs. X-ray, MRI of his spine with degenerative changes of the lumbar spine. Status post laminectomy L4 L5. MRI of the C-spine with mild multilevel degenerative changes with minimal central canal stenosis C5, C6, and C6, C7. EMG study that was done November 2012. Chronic changes seen in bilateral L5-S1 distribution with improvement from previous exam consistent with lumbar spinal stenosis status post-surgery. Nerve conduction velocity is lower limit of normal. Chronic changes seen, next paragraph, next line. Chronic changes seen in bilateral L5-S1 distribution with consistent with lumbar spinal stenosis. X-ray of the LS spine shows moderate hypertrophic spurring at the marginal aspects of the vertebral bodies. C-spine, degenerative changes, mild to moderate hypertrophic spurring at the marginal aspects of vertebral bodies. Additional labs, the patient CRP is 0.5, uric acid is 4, ESR is 10, ANA screen is negative, celiac panel negative, hepatitis panel negative. GFR is 66. CBC, WBC count is 9.2, hematocrit 42, platelets are 78, creatinine 1.8, VFR again is 66, aldolase is normal 5.4. A CPK had been ordered but has been missed through the lab. but musculoskeletal examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done for inspection, palpation, range of motion, only person, normal and abnormal findings, and a scapular examination of the neck. The patient has spasms in the neck. There is marked decreased range of motion, flexion, extension, and lateral rotation. Next paragraph, examination of the lower back. Decreased range of motion, barely any movement in the lower back. Extremity examination, no tenderness noted, no swelling, normal range of motion noted in the pectoral joints. Assessment and scan. Number one, a peripheral neuropathy with frequent falls. Next paragraph, the patient has been upset in the office visit due to an hour's wait. Next line hyphen, the patient says, next line hyphen, the patient has been steroid responsive in the past. Next line, the patient is not very clear about the history, does not complain of any pain in any of the muscles, though he says he's stiff in the neck and the lower back. Next line, ESR, NCRP with the normal limits. Next line, hyphen, no symptoms to suggest polymyalgia rheumatica. Next line, EMT study is indicative of spinal stenosis. Number two, gout. The patient is on allopurinol and uric acid levels are within normal limits. Number three, history of dizziness and vertebral basilar insufficiency has been evaluated by several neurologists in the past. Number four, history of ITP, most recent platelet count being 78,000, being followed by hematology. Number five, L5-S1 radiculopathy being worked up. Thank you very much. Dictation by Dr. Kirby.